Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing restructuring through bankruptcy. So bankruptcy can be a creative corporate financial tool. Reorganization through the bankruptcy process can, in certain instances, provide unique benefits that are unattainable through other means. Restructuring your debt, being able to pay a lower interest rate, maybe having some of that debt forgiven, maybe you're protected by the government and repaying some of this debt. So bankruptcy can be an effective tool to use to stay in business, liquidate assets, remove debts, and kind of get a fresh start, but maintain assets and stay in business. Clearly, bankruptcy is a drastic step that is only pursued when other more favorable options are unavailable. A bankruptcy filing is an admission that a company has in some way failed to achieve certain goals. Maintaining profitability, growing revenue, controlling costs, reckless spending, bad investments. They can put you in a cash flow pinch, which will not allow you to pay your debt obligations off as scheduled. So that can get you in hot water. And if you are too far underwater, then bankruptcy is an option. Bankruptcy overview. The Bankruptcy Act of 1978, or the Bankruptcy Code, is the main bankruptcy law of the United States. It organizes bankruptcy laws into eight odd numbered chapters. Chapter 1, Chapter 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, and 15. Typically, we are going to, as a business, Chapter 7 or Chapter 11 is where we will be having to go if we do file bankruptcy, typically, either through liquidation or reorganization as a company. Economic failure is more ambiguous. All right. For example, economic failure could mean that the firm is generating losses, that is, revenues are less than costs. However, depending on the user and the context, economic failure could also mean that the rate of return on investment is less than the cost of capital. It could also mean that the actual returns by a firm are less than those that were forecast. So, economic failure, we are either our costs are outpacing our revenues, right? So that's unsustainable, right? Or our rate of return is less than the cost of capital, right? So our cost to operate, borrow funds, our weighted average cost of capital is 10% and our return is 9%. That's economic failure. We are operating at a higher cost of capital than our return. So we need to know how, if that happens, we need to know how to mitigate the economic failure and improve and reverse course and become profitable again. Financial failure is less ambiguous than economic failure. Financial failure means that a company cannot meet its current obligations as they come due. The company does not have sufficient liquidity or cash on hand to satisfy its current liabilities. Causes of business failure. The three most common factors of business failure are economic factors such as weakness in the industry, financial factors such as inefficient capitalization, maybe our debt to equity ratio is too high, we have too much debt, we're over levered, and weaknesses in managerial experience. That's why it's important to maintain the right talent, find the right fit, make sure your managers are experienced and ready to be leaders in their industry, such as insufficient managerial knowledge as well. Their skills aren't up to task. So the underlying causes, economic factors, okay, the underlying causes of business failure, economic factors, industry weakness, insufficient profits, 41%, right? So there's a lot of things that can't be controlled in the industry. We have no control over consumer demand. We have no control over inflation. We have no control over costs of raw materials. Financial factors, heavy operating expenses, insufficient capital. Okay, our heavy operating expenses, maybe we are in a labor-intensive industry, right? And wages continue to go up, and that is hurting our profitability and our marginal revenue. Insufficient capital, let's say we can't raise enough money, we can't find any equity investors, maybe because we're a startup, not many banks will offer us a loan. So we fail, businesses may fail because they don't have enough capital. Experience factors, lack of business knowledge, lack of line experience, lack of managerial experience. Neglect, poor work habits, business conflicts, fraud, disaster, and strategic factors such as receivable difficulties and overexpansion and growth. So research and analysis shows that 10.7% of businesses failed in 1 year or less. Just under one-third of the companies were in business for 3 years or less, whereas 44.3% existed up to 5 years. And you can see in the graphic here, it's broken down from 1 to 10 years, and you can see kind of the percentage allocation on how long the businesses stayed intact for. So causes of financial distress. Financial distress and bankruptcy have been linked to many of the highly leveraged deals that took place in the 1980s. So highly leveraged deals means overextended on your debt obligations, way too much debt for this deal or project, right? 75, 80, 85% of the project's costs are going to be in debt. You definitely don't want that. Studies have been conducted of a study of 29 leveraged recapitalizations that took place between 1984 and 1988. They defined leveraged recapitalizations as transactions that use proceeds from new debt obligations to make payouts to shareholders. The results show that 31% of the firms that completed leveraged recapitalization encountered financial distress. First thing you don't want to do is you don't want to go into debt to go pay your shareholders out their dividends. That is a very big sign of weakness. If we don't have the free cash flow and the retained earnings to distribute our dividends, we probably shouldn't be issuing dividends. We need to probably restrict our dividends down to zero until we can get our recapitalization successfully transitioned to where we can not have so much debt to equity. So we need to be able to get our equity up, have cash in retained earnings so that we can pay that out to shareholders. Let's not go into debt to pay out shareholders. Chapter 11, reorganization. The purpose of the reorganization section, Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code, is to allow a reorganization plan to be developed that will allow the company to continue to operate. This plan will contain the changes in the company that its designers believe are necessary to convert it to a profitable entity, right? So Chapter 11 is useful for businesses because it will still allow the company to operate, and it'll contain changes in the company that its designers believe are necessary to convert it to a profitable entity. So we can use the bankruptcy laws to kind of get us out of debt and out of danger and allow us to continue to operate and have an opportunity to reverse course and become a profitable entity. If a plan to allow the profitable operation of the business cannot be formulated, the company may have to be liquidated. That means sell off all the assets, take all the cash, pay down the debt holders, with its assets sold and the proceeds used to satisfy the company's liabilities. Benefits of Chapter 11 process for the debtor: the ability to restrain creditors from seizing the debtor's property or canceling beneficial contracts, and to stay judicial actions against the debtor. Right, we file bankruptcy so that our debt holders, they're not able to come after us and get the debt if it's on a judicial stay. The ability to continue to operate the business effectively without interference from creditors. The ability to borrow money by granting liens on debtors' assets equal to or superior to the liens of the existing creditors. So Chapter 11 allows us to actually get back into more debt, but only a portion of that versus existing credit conditions. The ability to avoid certain transfers that occurred before the filing of the bankruptcy petition. The cessation of interest accrual on debts that were unsecured as of the filing date. The ability to propose and negotiate a single plan with all the debtor's creditors. The power to bind dissenting creditors to a reorganization plan that meets the bankruptcy code standard. The receipt of a discharge by the bankruptcy court of all petition, pre-petition claims treated under the reorganization plan. Let's talk about Chapter 7 liquidation. Liquidation is a distressed firm's most drastic alternative, and it is usually pursued only when voluntary agreement and reorganization cannot be successfully implemented. In a liquidation, the company's assets are sold and the proceeds are used to satisfy claims in this priority. Number one, secured creditors. Number two, bankruptcy administration costs. Number three, wages of workers and employee benefit plan contributions, federal, state, and local taxes, unfunded pension liabilities, unsecured claims, preferred stockholders, common stockholders. So if you have a pension and your company files for bankruptcy, Chapter 7, you're probably not going to get paid, and you're not going to get paid at least until after your the company's taxes are paid. So liquidation is not a good position for a company to be in, and if you're an employee that's going through liquidation,